And today, Labour Party TD Éan Ó Riordan launched his campaign for the Labour Party leadership. Here's a short clip of what he had to say.
We have to realise the scale of the task that is ahead of us. Only 2% of young people between 18 and 24 chose Labour in the most recent general election. The only more unpopular party was Aintu. If you are looking at the Labour Party and don't see change, if you look at the Labour Party and don't see that we're on your side, if you look at others and think that they represent change, progression, a new Ireland, and you don't look at Labour, either we say that they're wrong or there's something wrong with us.
Éan Ó Riordan, the second candidate in the Labour leadership race, along with Alan Kelly. Now, speaking of Padraig Tobin, nine independent TDs have formed a new technical group in the Dáil. This gives them speaking and committee chair rights and, of course, the potential, should they wish, to add potential ballast to any coalition formation. The new group comprises Cathal Berry, Sean Canny, Peter Fitzpatrick, Noel Grealish, Verona Murphy, Matt Shanahan, Michael Lowry, Dennis Nocton, and Padraig Tobin, the leader of Aintu, who's on the line. Good afternoon, Padraig Tobin.
Good afternoon to you.
The regional group, are you just a technical alliance or is it a more organised grouping?
Yes, so many people probably don't realise, but if you're an unaligned TD in Leinster House, you have a serious disadvantage with regards to the tools you can use to represent constituents and hold governments to account. So you don't have access to leaders' questions, ministerial questions, private members, bills, debates, and you don't have access as a member to the committees, which is a really important part of any TD's work. So it's really important that TDs have access to this. So therefore, a number of TDs have set up this technical group, and it is purely a mechanism to give TDs access mm-hmm. to critical opportunities to really represent their constituents and hold the governments to account. There's no political alignment involved. Now, if particular individuals within the technical group or even a subset of the technical group want to, they can work together in negotiations for government and indeed maybe support the government in the future. But there is no political alignment at all. And yesterday, actually, Sean Canny voted in favour of Leo Varadkar for Taoiseach, while I voted against Leo Varadkar for Taoiseach. So that just shows you that it is purely a technical group.
And indeed, Noel Grealish voted for Micheál Martin. What the other parties will be wondering is whether it's a subset or whether it's the full nine of you that make up this technical group, whether there are people in that grouping who are seriously interested in coming to the cabinet table or in otherwise developing a relationship to get a government going.
Yeah, we in Aintu, first of all, have said very clearly that we want to see a government going. We think it's absolutely incredible that some of the parties are talking about waiting till late April or even May for there to be a government in place. We think it's incredible that Fine Gael have stated that they're preparing to go into opposition, as if you need a plan to walk across the tall chamber to the other side. You know, some of the commentators have been saying that they're going to have bilateral and multilateral meetings. And I've even heard a TD say that we need an independent facilitator, you know, to help two political parties with literally a paper wall between them to actually talk to each other. And most people, I think, outside of the Dáil will be looking at this and saying this is incredibly dysfunctional. There's no other sector of society where you would have literally, you know, pointless theatrics continuing for weeks without the, any level of urgency mm-hmm. with regards housing, healthcare, and education and transport. And it amazes me that there was such urgency in the voices of all of these TDs in advance of the general election, and that has been replaced by many TDs with a, actually, we'll wait and see what happens. There's no mad rush situation here. So what I would be saying, on a personal basis, I'm happy to talk to political parties. I've already spoke to Sinn Féin with regards potentially agreeing a programme for government. I'm happy to do that with Fianna Fáil and the other political parties too.
You heard the speech, well, I don't know where you're in the chamber, but anyone who heard the speeches between Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald last night would know two things. First of all, that they're both leaders are absolutely sincere in the positions that they take. Micheál Martin says the IRA passed is one of the huge reasons, and the way that Sinn Féin deals with issues of victims of Republican violence, these are huge issues for him, and these are reasons that he cannot do business with Sinn Féin. And equally, you heard Mary Lou MacDonald demand that the other large parties change and recognise Sinn Féin's mandate. That's not play acting, that's serious politics, isn't it?
Yeah, but listen, I was disappointed to hear the language by those two leaders, to be honest, because at a time where people need to be dialing down, you know, the aggressive rhetoric and seeking to find, you know, common ground at a time where, you know, people shouldn't be defining themselves with regards how much they oppose each other, but defining themselves with regards how much they can actually solve the housing crisis, the health crisis, the transport crisis. And yet we have the two leaders of those two political parties simply locking horns. And I don't think that, you know, it might do well for their support base individually, but it doesn't do well with regards to development of a government that solves the problems that are affecting millions of people in this country.
No, but equally, these are matters of serious principle. We know that the PSNI, for instance, has not changed its assessment, which it has made before, which is that the provisional IRA, while committed to exclusively peaceful means, is still in operation and politically supports Sinn Féin. We know that. So these are not just, you know, play acting. These are serious issues of politics. These are principles. You yourself, have spoken about the way that Sinn Féin is run and the lack of independence of its elected representatives.
Well, first of all, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, I've had difficulties with Sinn Féin before. But my instinct in this is, you know, you get involved in politics to see can you find solutions to the difficulties that people have now. And, you know, if two political parties are going at each other in such a manner in a dull, they're just simply not going to be able to find those solutions. They're not going to be able to implement those solutions. It seems to me as well that now the only logical government that's left, potentially, is a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government, and obviously with the Greens. But my worry is that you're going to have two political parties literally, you know, pretending not to want to go into government with each other for the next few weeks, waiting until there's such a stress within the system that they then, you know, allow themselves or yield to that stress to go into government in a way to protect the worries of their own membership. But, you know, that type of theatrics shouldn't have to be gone through for a government to form. I think the two large parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, should sit down together and discuss a potential government now rather than in late April or May.
And one final point, Patrick Tobin, in relation to the regional group. Noel Grealish, Verona Murphy, comments before that have been controversial about direct provision and immigration and so on. Is that a common platform amongst you?
No, not at all. And indeed, you know, Ireland has a long tradition of technical groups where political parties and independents work together to gain access to the essential tools of representation in the Dáil, and yet often disagree with each other on many areas.
Okay.
So there isn't a common platform on that issue, nor any other issue. It is simply a technical group to make sure that our constituents have their voice fully heard in Leinster House.
And equally, your phone is switched on. Thank you very much indeed, Patrick Tobin, for joining us on the News at One today.